It's time to rethink, renew, and reimagine retirement. Welcome to Retire Repurposed. This podcast is dedicated to help people transition into fulfilling and purposeful retirements. Retirement is a big life change. In fact, the two most dangerous years of a person's life are the year they were born and the year they retire. We believe that retirement is not the end, rather the beginning of what could be the most impactful season of a person's life. So don't retire. Become repurposed. Well, I'm your host, Jared Sebesta. I'm the co-founder of Retire Repurposed alongside Ben Tages. Thank you so much for joining us today. Perhaps you're listening to us on the radio. Maybe you found us online. If you just head over to iTunes, find our podcast, subscribe, and better yet, leave us a quick positive rating and review. We would appreciate that so much. Now, this podcast, it is all about retirement, but it's not about the financial side. It's about the non-financial parts of retirement, which many times can be even more challenging than the financial. Few people can just flip the switch from working a career, having an identity, having a schedule, and then turning it off on Saturday without methodical steps into descending into what we call a repurposed retirement. If you want more for your life and your retirement, then you have come to the right place. Well, in this episode, we continue our series on retirement lies. Many people unknowingly believe these untruths about themselves, their life, and their retirement. Today, we tackle the lie, retirement is all about you. For generations, retirement has been portrayed and defined as the season in life where you can finally focus on yourself. In this podcast, we explain the reasons this lie so easily entraps retirees and the effect it has on someone that makes retirement what we call selfish. Enjoy this episode. All right, Ben, we are back continuing this mini-series on retirement lies, and we've got a big lie that we are going to tackle here today, and that is the lie, retirement is all about you. And really, man, I mean, this could be a show or two going through some of this content, but let's talk about maybe the past couple of lies that we've discussed over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, so, you know, last episode, this lie about retirement's going to make you happy. You know, that's one of the things that we see so much in our business is like there's this this one day, once I get to retirement, that we call it a destination mentality.
Yeah.
And so many times when we look at life as if we're walking down this road to get there, but we don't stop and just enjoy the journey to get to the destination, that's what retirement can look like for people. And I think even in our business, if we're not asking, you know, the real reason why we're looking forward to retirement, I think that can really cause a huge issue.
Well, one of the biggest takeaways I had from last week is you said if you're unhappy while working, you're going to be unhappy in retirement. That's a sobering statement to make, but I think it's true. And that goes for pre-retirees as well. If there's this thing that you think, if I just had that, I could be happy, that should be a red flag in your own life.
Yeah, it never works. I mean, we're looking at it full contentment. Like contentment is the antidote there. I mean, we look at you're going to be happy because of this, because of that. It doesn't work. Things, number one, never make us happy. But even looking forward to that day when you get to, you know, walk away from your job, if you're not happy before you retire, that change won't do it. There's something else going on inside of you that really that causes you to not be happy. And I think that's, you got to figure that out first.
The week before that, we talked about the lie, you have to retire. We talked about societal norms and we challenged people to think about maybe, just maybe, God's calling you to a greater life of significance and impact in retirement. It's not something that just has to happen and you just disappear. That was a big show as well.
Yeah, I believe that almost 20 years in this business of working with retirees, Jared, the most impactful season of their life can and should be, you know, in retirement. And God calls people. Sometimes he calls you into retirement. It's time for me to slow down at work because I've got other things that are getting in the way. And sometimes it's volunteers. Sometimes it's, something just bigger, something different.
Right.
And I think too many times society's going to tell us you have to retire at this age and then stop working, stop adding value. And that's the lie. That we got to make sure that we don't hear that. And people believe things that if you hear it enough, they start to believe it. And that's what I feel retirees today, they've heard that message so much. It's like my value goes down.
Right.
Once I hit that magical 65, or used to be 65, now Social Security is going to tell them it's 67 and X number of months. Well, who cares about the age? Who cares about society saying? You got to look at your own situation. And most of you, if you're looking at what you can add society, you should realize this is a a prime time where you can mm-hmm. be major leaders and doing so much more for your community, for your church, for your family.
Yep. There's a lot of lies out there. I encourage you to go back and listen to those past couple of shows. This is show number 3 on this mini series, and we've got at least 2 left, and we're going to really dive into your value and also work likely in the weeks ahead. Now, on this week's show, again, we're going to talk about this lie that retirement is all about you. This is a big one. And really, Ben, to me, I feel like we have to start and just talk about just where we are in society. This is ingrained in every facet of society, but you could ask yourself, like, what exactly is that lie? What's it look like and what's it do?
Yeah, this show is specifically not just for a retiree. So if you're listening to this today and you're like, well, I'm in my 40s, I'm in my 30s, 20s, right. I don't care what age you are, there are going to be pieces of our show today that you need to hear because yep. I need to hear it. I'm in my 40s and, I just know that this is something that I struggle with. And if you say, no, that doesn't apply to me, you're lying. Mm-hmm. This is a huge, huge thing. I mean, what we're told every single day in our society, we are bombarded both by advertisements, but also just other people who make things about you. Yep. And that is something that, you know, by definition, when we look at retirement, when people look at it, and if you're doing it the way society's told you, remember, they've told you retirement's about you. You've worked so hard, so now you deserve this
that's interesting.
For yourself. Yeah. And that is the lie.
Yeah. Again, it's all about my fishing, my vacationing. Again, this is coming from the retirement planning business, so we've seen these advertisements. It's always the happy couple holding hands on the sun seat, on the beach, in the sunset, in the RV, playing golf. And again, disclaimer, none of those things are bad. But if your life now is all about that, it can't be. But going back to your point, that comes into play nowadays. I mean, every time I watch a YouTube video, there's a pre-roll of some guy or gal talking about the next thing that's going to make me more money and make me happier. And man, that's really a lie, because it really becomes all about me. And I think we're looking in the wrong places.
Things won't make us happy. We know that, whether it be a thing or a destination. We talked about last week on the we're looking for happiness or joy in the wrong things. It's about us versus what we're doing for others. Mm-hmm. And you know this, because as this morning, I took to work. This is kind of crazy, but I drove this little red dirt bike, which if you've been listening to our shows in the past, you'll know that there's this thing in my life that I had to get around, and that was this contentment issue mm-hmm. back when I was a kid. Well, again, when I was a kid, I thought that getting a new dirt bike was going to make me happy. Mm-hmm. And I became very discontent with the thing that I had, which is old, rusty, dented up dirt bike, right? Mm-hmm. Well, what happened is I ended up getting this new dirt bike thinking it would fulfill me and it would be the next thing. And I was looking at others. Others seemed to be happier because they had more. And I think it became about my happiness in this one item.
Yep.
And what happened is I was, rest of the story, I'm very let down by it. And now all these years later, I go out and buy that original 1975 Yamaha DT125, and I actually put it in the back of my truck because we had a little event today, and I wanted to be able to share that with some people coming out to say, hey, this is for me, yep. that thing that I put on a pedestal. And I think a lot of people put retirement on a pedestal, mm-hmm. and the reason is because society's told them, you will be happy in retirement because now you can focus on you.
Right, right.
You can focus on your, you fill in the blank.
It talks about in the Bible, I'm reading through Genesis to my kids right now, and it talks about how God's told, Noah and even Adam, they said, every inclination of a man's heart is evil. And that's not to beat ourselves down, but again, if it's just almost like human nature. It's hard for humans, and especially guys, I can't speak for females, but for guys, when you start getting bombarded with this type of message, it's hard to make it not about you. I'm not giving people an out or myself an out, but that's kind of just, it's just kind of a natural result of the way that this thing is marketed and told through us through society.
Yeah. The way that, advertisers and the way that people, make you do things that you may not want to even do.
That's right.
Is by making you seem uncontent, mm-hmm. right? Discontentment. So you see other things out there and you think, oh, I will be happy once I receive that. And many times it's an item. Other times, like we talked about last week, it's a destination, which yeah. retirement can be. But the focus of all that mm-hmm. is your happiness.
That's right.
And we'll talk about the antidote towards the end of the show.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple. Yeah.
So where did this thing start? This really started about 100 years ago. And man, we've talked about this in shows past. In fact, we've done an entire mini series on retirement communities. But it seems like this lie really, really got ingrained that retirement's all about you about 100 years ago. And there was like this perfect storm that happened. We came out of World War II. We came out of the Great Depression. Back in like the 40s and 50s, that was more of a prosperous type, you know, time in American history. We had the introduction of the Social Security system, which to us, that this is just a normal way of life. That didn't exist 100 years ago, right? And you also had major advances in healthcare. The longevity in the early, you know, in the early 1900s jumped 15 years over the course of three decades. That's very significant. So people are living longer. They're making more money. We're in a very industrious, prosperous time. The government is now getting involved in this new thing called retirement. And so it started, this lie became, you know, started kind of back then. It's morphed into it's all about you, but that's kind of where it all started. And then you have the introduction of retirement communities. And again, if you missed that miniseries, I encourage you to go back and listen to it. It was about a three to five part. I think we did like five shows on that, Ben. And that was really fascinating where we did this kind of a case study on retirement communities, where they all started. Some of you listening may recognize the name Del Webb. He was the guy who launched the very first retirement community on January 1, 1960 in Sun City, Arizona. And he purposely and intentionally recrafted and rewrote the idea of retirement to be, now this is about a time where you can sit back and you can relax and you can hang in the sun and you can golf and you can play shuffleboard. And man, that to me, that's where this lie started. And as a result, I don't think Del Webb's an evil guy, but that as a result, it has turned into now life is all about me at this point.
Yeah. And when did life become all about us? I mean, bigger picture, at the fall.
Absolutely,
I mean, this goes way, way, way.
I can't blame Del Webb.
I mean, Del Webb, yeah, we're probably not going to go there. But I think society's going to take advantage of that, right? And,
yeah.
and if we can sell something based, and we can spin it based on our personal, you know, really the sinful nature that makes things, makes me focus on only me.
Right.
That's where like I can say, you know, the mentality of let's make sure people see that this is this great thing for them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think that's where, you know, the original, I mean, sin happened, you know, back, you know, at the fall, but how society has transformed the retirement idea into making sure people see that retirement is about you and your hobbies and you fill in the blank. That's where I believe what you just said about 100 years ago, 100%. I think you go back before that and it was survival mode. I mean, people continue to work. I mean, like you said,
you couldn't.
It just wasn't something that even existed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, it does. And it's continued to get to this point where people, you know, maybe it's getting better. I think some of me, you know, we've talked about this, you know, off the show a little bit, but maybe things are changing for the better that way.
Yeah.
We're starting to hear more messages like ours, and other people are like, yeah, maybe, maybe life, number one, can't be about just me.
Right.
I might find discontentment there. And I think once you've been through that, that's why people go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people are, you know, making sure that they, you know, find things to plug into. That's our whole message, Jared, is making sure people don't fall into that lie.
As we talk to other financial professionals in this business, we were just chatting with a gentleman yesterday over lunch, and he said this idea, because we were talking about repurposed with him, and he said it seems like to him, this idea really peaked like in the 90s and 2000s, which would make sense because that was the first full generation that grew up with this new mindset of retirement. And so I think back in the 90s, especially in the 80s, as people of that generation were building to retirement, man, it was like, I can't wait to turn this age. I'm going to retire and then it's going to be all about me. I think that the tides have shifted. We talked about some studies last week on the show that would trend differently. If you look at the average retirement age, it started really trending downward through the 60s and 70s, actually bottomed out in the 90s, right around the turn of the century at the age of 64, and now it's starting to trend back upward. And that's some positive news. I think that's just because I think people are realizing, A, they're living longer and they're more prosperous, but they're starting to wake up this idea that, you know what, maybe there's something I missed here. Maybe what I was sold really isn't as fulfilling and great as what I thought.
Yeah, and it's not a financial thing. We know that being
right.
Our business. I mean, people have more wealth today than they've ever had before.
That's right.
From a financial standpoint, it's much easier to retire now than it was back then.
Mm-hmm.
So I know, because we've been in this business, that people are starting to look at retirement a little bit different, because what they didn't, this group of people, that are now coming into retirement maybe saw some of that in their parents. Mm-hmm. I believe that.
That's a good point.
I think maybe they saw a little bit of like, man, I don't know that I want to be done because I saw this or that. And you see maybe more of it in your friends where, you know, I had some good friends years ago, let's say, and they retired and it seemed like they started to slow down once they focused solely on them. Mm-hmm. And then you look at somebody that did it right, and we're going to get to that, and it looks entirely different.
Yeah.
And they're doing great things and they're adding value to others. And I want to be them, right? And that's the goal.
Let's transition into the result of this lie. Ben, if people buy this lie that retirement's all about them and they retire, what's going to be the result of that?
Well, guaranteed happiness. I mean, there's a chapter in the book, Jared, where we talk specifically about, the original title to that chapter. You remember this, sitting with a publisher. Mm-hmm. I had titled that chapter, Retirement is Selfish. And I do believe that if we're doing retirement the way society, everything we just covered, if we're falling into the trap that society tells us that's all about us, mm-hmm. then I know that retirement will be selfish. Mm-hmm. Now, I call it guaranteed happiness because
I think it's called guaranteed unhappiness.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Guaranteed unhappiness. Guaranteed happiness, we're going to cover that. That's if you follow the antidote, right? But the chapter is guaranteed unhappiness. And it was going to be called, you know, Retirement is Selfish. Mm-hmm. And I do stand by that still. I believe that retirement is selfish if it's done the way that we just talked about. Mm-hmm. The antidote, again, of course, is, you know, looking and making sure that you're not following that societal push to make retirement all about you.
Well, just to turn the spiritual for a second, you know, the enemy is he's the master of lies. He's the master of deceit. The beautiful thing that he does, and I don't want to give him any credit, but very good at taking a lot of truth and then just spinning the last 2%. You know what I mean? So again, there's 1,000 things that we could come up and say, this is what's good about retirement. But if you just take that 2% and you spin it, it will change the whole discourse of the thing. And if the enemy has done anything, he's done that very well. And then you'd have to ask yourself, why would he want to do this? Why would he want to take this generation off track? Man, I mean, that's an easy answer. It's because this is such a powerful generation. And this generation has the power to have so much impact on the world. Of course, he would want to try to take them off course with this lie. Makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, if there's any group of people right now that I'd be worried about making a big difference is these people that are of that retirement age, typically grew up way different than our generation, and have those things that I think we need more of in our society today. Yeah. I mean, right? We talk about it all the time. We think this group is the group, what we're going to call the baby boomer generation, has the ability to really change mm-hmm. change this world mm-hmm. if they do it right. Now, the problem is this baby boomer generation also has the most wealth, and they've been in this advertising and it's all about you system for longer than generations before them.
Yeah.
So right, the enemy's message is stronger than ever.
Yeah.
But I think you got to remember that they can make a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. Ultimately, this idea, if you follow this lie, it's going to be ultimately unfulfilling. It can't be fulfilling because it can't be about you and it can't really get to the longings of your heart. Again, in previous shows, we've talked about the deepest longing of a retiree's heart is significance and honor. And if you follow this lie, you will miss out on trying to get those. They cannot coexist.
It's impossible, right? So selfishness and significance are like oil and water. Impossible to mix. So if we look at really creating honor and we look at finishing well, which really that's what a retiree wants, right? You get in this mindset of what have I done in my life? I look back and I look at where am I at? And it ultimately we know because we've met with so many people that are coming towards the end of their life, Jared, and the conversations we have are never about things. They're always about people, right? Mm-hmm. So when I get to a retirement, conversation with somebody, it oftentimes comes back to that idea of selfishness and significance. So the antidote that we're talking about, the truth that we're talking about here to this lie that society's been saying is that we have to be a servant. We have to have a cause greater than self. And you're thinking, probably if you're listening to this, well, that's the answer? Hmm. I mean, this is not rocket science, people. It is very simple. And when we look at really the most significant, the most selfless act of all time, the greatest servant of all time is Jesus Christ, right? And we're talking about him, you know, 2,000 plus years later. and whether or not you're a person of faith or not, you cannot deny that his significance came from the act of service, mm-hmm. which really the servant heart. Now, even in his ministry, his time on the earth, he was a servant, right? He was washing Jesus' feet, talks about that in Mark 10:45. We know that Jesus was a servant. His life, his entire being was to save us, mm-hmm. right, from birth and on. So how could you have anything more significant
right.
than that act and what he did?
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great point. Again, the greatest antidote to this lie is serving. Just speak into it for a second. We're not suggesting that retirement is bad. I think that there's a way where you can make it about you in a very practical way, where you can enjoy some of those quote-unquote luxuries of retirement. But just talk about what retirement should look like. Because I think there's a lot of people maybe listening who are looking forward to some of that leisure and some of that golf and traveling. There's nothing wrong with that, but it has to be done in such a way that we would call it kind of the correct way to retire.
Yeah, leisure is good, Jared. I think we're created to rest, too. I mean, mm-hmm. God rested. I believe that is part of life.
Right.
But it only is rest if it's earned, mm-hmm. right? You can't rest from rest. Mm-hmm. So right. I think that's really a key here. And I think it's something that we have to remember is that if retirement's done correctly, it is a good thing. Mm-hmm. It's a great thing. Yeah. And we've got so many people that are so happy with where they're at today. But I know from dealing with people is they're the kind of folks that still serve in some capacity, mm-hmm. whether it be their family, it be their church, it be their communities, whatever it is, there's some level of service. Their yeah. spouse, I mean, that's a key component here in making sure that you enjoy your leisure.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on a vacation, Jared, where you it got too long? I've been there. I know that there's times when I'm like, I'm in vacation mode,
yeah.
and I have to get something done
yeah.
because I know that I'm kind of getting anxious with life, mm-hmm. but I start looking at what I've been doing.
Yeah, we had Bruce Schumann on the show not too long ago. He was a great interview. Again, folks, you got to go back and listen to his episode. It was just phenomenal, but he helps retirees kind of do the same thing, kind of find that purpose. And he said if they come across a person that is just white knuckling it to retirement and cannot wait to go out there, what they encourage that person to do or that couple is go nuts. Spend the first 6 months of your retirement and fish and fish and fish and travel and travel and travel. And then he said, I guarantee after 6 months to a year, you will be so sick of it and you'll be so unfulfilled and there'll be something missing. The faster you can get that out of your kind of off your chest and experience how it's great. It's fun. Nobody's going to say that vacations aren't fun. But if that's your being, there is a letdown. It's just the way it is. It's the way we were created. It's the way God intended it to be. It cannot be fulfilling in and of itself.
Yeah, and it's about leisure being good, but it has to be a reward, right? It has to yeah. be something that, you know, when we look at rest, if it's not earned and it's like a permanent, like just slow and methodical, like almost feels like death. Mm-hmm. I believe it does. I mean, if you're just not doing anything and you're just kind of one day, we've talked about it before on the show, when every day looks like Saturday, mm-hmm. it starts to get a little scary. We still need to have purpose through being other centered, having cause greater than ourselves in order to make sure that we earn the rest and that we end up being more significant. And there's one last thing, Jared, I think we have to cover next week. Let's move into the other part of the lie is that work is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because I Absolutely. Think that it is so much easier for people today who are in the workforce to find their way to how they are impacting others because it's part of your job. You're creating value. You're adding value to somebody. And I think when retirement hits, if you don't replace that again, that's where we get in this, it's all about me mindset. And that's when we start to feel that discontent that comes with being focused on only yourself.
Well, I sure hope you enjoyed this conversation as we dismantle the lie, retirement is all about you. Tune in next week as we talk more about work and we discuss the lie, work is bad. Again, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Retire Repurposed. One more thing, I'm excited to announce that Repurposed University is finally here. Head over to our brand new website, retirerepurposed.com. There's ways to preview Repurposed You and to sign up for Repurposed Retirement Tips. Until next time, I'm Jared Sebesta. Remember, don't retire, become repurposed. We'll see you then.
Hi, this is Suzanne Newman, host of the Answers for Elders podcast and radio show. We are the North Star that guides you through the complicated journey of senior care with trusted experts in money, law, living solutions, and more. So join us on this station, your favorite podcast channel, or just go to answersforelders.com. Meet the way showers who will help your journey go a lot easier.